Phil Stokes, Field of Roses.
I think he's a really nice horse. I'm sure he can run well.
If you had my dollar, what would you do with it?
Probably Field of Roses.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Field of Roses hangs on. Too tough for them.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
You betcha. Well done to Philip Stokes yesterday. Another winner for the early mail. $4 for his winner, which was Field of Roses. Luke Nolan did the job for us there at Pakenham last night. And we did add a little bit of juice to the investment of the dollar yesterday. We put that into the place for race 6, number 11, Vibrant Glider. And you know what happened? Vibrant Glider came third. So we juiced up $4 into $4.80 for those playing at home yesterday.
Yeah, and we also got to mention that Mark Waugh gave us a winner.
He did too.
As well when he talked to us. And John Hastings was onto something. He sensed that there may have been a winner. And there was.
Trajection up at Wyle.
Yeah, and Mark actually sent us a message to say, I hope you, all our RSN listeners got on board because it won. And he felt like Father Christmas.
Yeah. Show me that after this, of course, because we've got stuff to do. Because we're racing today, and we need to find an early winner today. Where are we today?
We are at Wodonga today, Cranbourne tonight. So I'll give you the Cranbourne information shortly. But Ash Hocken from Wodonga joins us. Ash, hello.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Going good, very Ash. Well. Now, it's 35 in Melbourne today, so I'm thinking it's only going to be warmer or hotter in Wodonga. What are we looking at?
It is. They're forecasting it to be 37 today, so nice and warm.
Oh, 37. So how much water did you have to put on the track?
So we put on 7 mil in the last 24 hours with 28 in the last 7 days, but that's including we had 21 mils of rain on Monday.
Yep.
Which helped.
Yep.
The track at the moment come in with a penetrometer of 5.35.
5.35?
And it's in the softer range of a good 4 at the moment.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good because obviously it'll sort of maybe dry out a little bit throughout the course of the day. What about the rail?
The rail's in true the entire.
Excellent. So you're happy with what you've got?
Yeah. At the moment, it should be perfect.
All right, terrific. We'll have a good day.
Thanks. See ya.
Ash Hocken, the track manager at Wodonga. I mentioned Cranbourne tonight. The rail is out 9 metres the entire circuit. Track condition, a good 4 penetrometer, currently at 5.42. And the weather fine. And I believe that our next guest, Half.
Yes.
He enjoys KFC more than I do, if that's possible.
Well, he likes a lot of food, according to his Twitter feed, anyway. And I'm keen to find out a bit more about that. Mitchell's beer is love and for the fast food outlets along the highways. Good morning, Mitch.
Yeah, guilty there, boys. Good morning.
Which one is you? If you had a one opportunity to go to one last outlet on the way home or to the race, probably more home, I imagine. Which one are you pulling into first?
Mate, you know, that's putting me in a very awkward situation. I thought, you know, telling you my best would be the hardest question that you asked me today, but this is next level. Mate, no, you can't, you know, you just can't go past the Dirty Bird. It's you know, commiseration, celebrations, it's always there for you.
The Colonel's a very supportive man.
Oh, God love him. God love the Colonel. What about my favourite tweet of recent times? Mitch, you do entertain me on Twitter, I must admit, and I appreciate it. One yesterday or a couple of days ago. This is from Mitch. Read this, Whitey. You don't see many more horrible attempts at old men not accepting baldness than in a bookies ring or a tab. were you in the ring or the tab when you made that tweet, Mitch?
Mate, I was staring down at a couple at Warwick Farm in the ring. And there were some horrible attempts, you know, the full comb over, but instead of left to right, from back to forward, and then just a straight fringe across the forehead. It was pretty bad. It was bad, but you don't miss them. We can all relate.
No, you're spot on there. You're spot on.
Oh, just before we get to your runs today, Mitch, how many kilometres would you do a year in your truck or in your car?
So I had a Holden Colorado that I've had just under 18 months, and it's done 240,000
k's.
Jeez.
Bloody Nora.
So, moving to Albury, it was great because location-wise, I mean, in the same day, we could go from Caulfield to Canberra, you know. So you're 3.5 hours to Caulfield, 3.5 hours to Canberra. And everywhere in between. So that was the idea of moving here, is the ability to travel, because, you know, I'm not getting $350,000 yearlings off the track where I can just give him five or six jump outs at Caulfield and run him in a two-year-old race. I'm getting the $350,000 horses after I've had four starts and a throat operation. So I've got to get the best out of them. And, you know, my job is to get these horses. And people send horses to me because I can take them where they can win, wherever that may be. We've got access to go to town if they're good enough. But I just found in Victoria, you know, I was taking 80% of my team all around the bush tracks and running into the big guys, where here I can run, you know, 80% of my horses in the bush and take 20% of them to town. So I don't mind travelling as long as we're not coming home empty-handed.
Well, you've got plenty in the truck today and hoping to have a couple of winners. Let's start with your runners in race four. You've got two of them. Number five, Stilton, and number six, Sydney Blue are your runners there. Tell us about these two.
Stilton's been pretty disappointing since she's come over from New Zealand. She was a little bit wide last start and made good ground. She gets in good at the weights, but I think it's D-Day for her to step up to the plate. She's fit. She's had those sort of four or five runs in now, so there's a good fitness advantage with her. But she would need to improve a couple of lengths off her last run to win today. Sydney Blue, on the other hand, probably really ready to win. He's had two runs over a mile here. He's a ex-Gay Waterhouse that we brought online. He's actually a half-brother to Faulkner, so right. In the pedigree department, he should be winning, that's for sure. But he's ready to go. I think he's a good chance today.
All right, that's race four, number six out of those two runners. You've got two in race five as well. Number three, Golwyn, is a Lonro gelding. And then number five, Global Sanction, who is a Sebring mare, a six-year-old Sebring mare. Now, Golwyn has gone okay. That top rater, too, Sky Ratings on the TAB website, and favourite at $4.60.
He went really well here, second up at Albury in a good race. He just got beat by one of mine, who I have a really good opinion of. Took him to a place called Queanbeyan last week. He started favourite. I thought he'd win. We had something on him, and it was
so did I,
very,
actually.
Very, very long drive home. I took two there and thought they'd both win and was, yeah, proper cast for a little bit. I can assure you it was a very grim drive home, but a very funny track, Queanbeyan. They start turning about the 500, they go down a hill and a sharp turn right. And, you know, that day, I think, out of the seven races, I think five were won by local horses. So it's a bit of a course for the locals. And we got brought unstuck there. So happy to give him the benefit of the doubt. But I really thought he'd just win last start. So if we can forgive that. On the gelding, on a quick backup, he's had a bit of a fire up. He had a dash up this morning with the shades on just to wake him up a little bit, make sure he's going to be 100% genuine today. So he'll jump and we'll be on speed and, you know, fitness levels are there. So if we can forgive his last run, he's right in the mix.
All right, they've got two in the cup. Race number six, 7 and 8, Sky Call, and number eight, Bezos, are in the cup. Now, up against Vungas, who dominated the Donald Cup about 12, 14 days ago. It's going to be tough to beat Vungas, but what are your chances for Sky Call and Bezos?
Oh, I think Sky Call's the best chance of mine for the day.
Right.
She come back this preparation and, you know, last time in, I spent the whole time trying to get her to run 1400. Her runs at Sandown were really good. And then she won the country championships up here. We put her away. She come back and it's just taken her a couple of runs to fire up. I put the shades on her and she won a good race at Wagga. She went to the Snake Gully Cup and got in behind the speed, travelled sweetly. They sprinted. She come off the bridle and then went through the line really well. And just first go at a mile today. She's drawn well. She's by far my best hope all day.
Sky Call's the best of the day. All right, well, that is good business. That gets we get that on the promo, we're going to have good fun because currently Sky Call is $19 in the Wodonga Gold Cup today, the feature event of the card. A good day of racing and a lot going around for you today, Mitch. We appreciate your time. Great insight as always. And stay away from that dirty bird.
Never. Thanks, boys.